Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, welcome in. Three Dudes with a View. I'm Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. It's a chilly Wednesday morning. Not unusual for this time of year. The weather could be almost anything for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. All right, we've got a couple of regular special guest dudes. Debbie Matthews, good morning.
Good morning.
And native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a guest with us this morning, folks. I think everybody knows Mac Reagan, but
Hey, Mac Reagan.
It's a pleasure.
He's director of Columbia, Tennessee Parks and Recreation.
Yep. Very, very proud to be a member of the Columbia team.
Yeah.
One of the greatest hires I got to do. That was for sure.
It was definitely one of the best moves I ever made.
Yeah.
I love Columbia.
Well, we're proud you're here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we are. Wow. Okay.
It's some spring allergies now.
Yeah. All right. But back, among other things, you're here to talk about the Mid-State Classic coming up April 2nd. That's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. It'll be rolling in quickly. We got three games going on. Open up with our high school game, which is Columbia Central and Spring Hill. Excited about that.
That'd be a great game.
Women's softball.
Yes.
Yes, women's softball. And then we move on to, Columbia State, and they're going to take on UT Southern in a little, I believe UT Southern is Division II now.
Wow.
Or NCAA. So that'll be exciting. And then we'll close out the show with University of Memphis being hosted by the University of Tennessee, which is always exciting.
Wow. Women's softball.
Yes.
Mac, I've been out there a couple, three times in the last few years, maybe more. And what really always impresses me so much are all the young girls mm-hmm. who are out there watching, mm-hmm. bringing their softballs to have the older girls sign their softballs for them. It's really you realize what it's all about when you see that happen.
Our first year that I was here, we were really excited, and I made the comment that our goal was someday that some little girl would be there watching the University of Tennessee play or the University of Memphis play, and then in turn would come back and play in this game. And we're getting closer every year with, I believe it is the Morgan kid who signed with the University of Tennessee.
Sabaya.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So this is the 10th year.
Yes, this is our 10th year, so we're really, really excited about that. And that's what it's all about. This, we have national tournaments, which, we brag about that economic impact and all that, and we host regional tournaments. But it's this event which we give back to our citizens. This is a way for them to come to Columbia, stay home locally, or travel from, a closer distance and see the flagship program of our state play. And not have to, make a whole day or 2 day trip about it. So we're really excited about it. The weekly's always treated us great. And just can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Now, all right. Now, tickets are $10 for all day, right? For all three games.
All three games. We try to make
one $10 gets you in all three.
Gets you into all three. Now, word of warning, last time I checked, we were under 100 tickets left.
Oh, wow.
And usually we can go a little over water because we have so many girls that sit around the bench. With the possibility of being wet, we can't sell as many tickets. So you better get online, get them quickly, because it's going to go fast.
All right, online, where do we go?
You go on to the city's website, ClumbiaTN.com. You'll go under our park pass system. And you can just go onto Facebook. There's all kinds of links to it. Just click on it and purchase a ticket, and it's got its own page on our website, so it's pretty easy to find. If you can't, just dial 388-8119, and you'll be able to we'll lead you through it. So we'll take care of you no matter how you choose to get your tickets. You just got to get there fast, because I'd say probably by the time I get back to the office, we'll be sold out.
Yeah, well, that's the power of this radio station, that's for sure. Right, Delk?
Yes, ma'am.
We get them all sold.
Yes, ma'am. That is awesome. Now, what? So the first game is Spring Hill versus Columbia, women's softball.
Central High,
yep.
Right, Columbia Central High. What time will that start, man?
10 a.m. It'll be an early start. Gates will open at 8 o'clock, so they'll be in warming up, you know, and they will play roughly, you know, most games take about 3 hours or a little less, so that'll give next game a chance to come on in and get prepared for it.
All right, next game then is UT Southern versus Columbia State women. Now, what time is that scheduled?
That is a 1:30 begin, and I'm sure everybody knows Bill Marvin in town.
Right.
Line to line actually helps us flip our fields, and they will come in and get the game, you know, prepared as just like it was as the first game being played. So
that's awesome.
You know, they'll flip that field over in a matter of 30 minutes, and we'll be ready to go.
Oh,
and then
wow.
the big game between University of Memphis and UT starts about what time?
5:30. And it will be exciting. It'll go quick. University of Tennessee is just loaded again this year. Mm. And I didn't get a check last night, but they were on a major winning streak, one of the longest in the nation. So they're bringing a ton of talent in. You'll get to see the absolute elite of college athletes.
It's fantastic.
You know, these young ladies will be the best athletes, you know, in their field. It's, you know, just like SEC football, we all know how great it is. But the softball is just as dominant, if not more. A couple years ago, every team in SEC went to the NCAA playoff.
That's women's softball.
Yeah, yes.
So fantastic.
Wow.
Yes. So they're probably more dominant in softball than they are in any other sport. And that includes football. Football may pay the bills, but it's... You know, you look at it, softball is just a dominant sport, and baseball is for the SEC. So, but I think softball is probably the most dominant.
Wow, that is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Now, as long as they don't let men on the girls' softball team, we'll be okay.
Oh, man, that's a whole other can of
worms. I know.
I'm not even going to comment about that. Yeah. You know, I'm going to let y'all deal with that.
Yeah, we will in due course. Now, Mac, Director of Parks and Recreation, City of Columbia, Tennessee, there's a whole lot more going on other than the Mid-State Classic. So now that we got you, tell us about what else is going on in Columbia, Tennessee Parks and Recreation.
Well, we're in the process of changing our pool over. We had some major construction issues with our pool.
That's Fairview Park.
Yeah, Fairview Park. Actually got more use in Fairview Park than we've ever had. We're really just busting at the seams. But we're taking...
When I drive by there, Mac, I see, you know, dads coaching teams. I see church picnics. I see people playing pickleball.
Everything in the community is going on there.
Yeah.
But a really exciting thing is our public works crew is in there now. They're taking the pool down, and we're getting ready to put a splash pad in, which we got on a really, really good quote, much less than we expected. I don't know, that doesn't happen very much anymore. But
no.
We're going to have a state-of-the-art splash pad there, which will extend the use of that water resource. You know, in pools, you get 6 to 8 weeks during the summer, and that's about all you get when the kids are out of school. But a splash pad will be operating on warm April days all the way into some 80-degree days in October. There'll be people out there playing on a splash pad.
So there will be no pool anymore, just a splash pad?
Just a splash pad, okay. Which is the way of the future. I mean, you know, pools, I remember in 1990, I was working in recreation for Austin Peay, working on my master's. And we had somebody come down from University of Notre Dame telling us that pools would be a way of the future. I was like, there's no way. There's no way pools are going to go away. You know, because, you know, I grew up with a pool. You know,
right.
It was the thing to be. But they were right. It's, you know, the splash pad, their interactivity, being able to do it on your own. We don't have to have lifeguards there. We will have some programming going on. But, you know, you can come and use it as you wish. We even have people already approach me about, can we keep it open longer so that they can do their cold water therapy? I was like, what? Yeah, they take their cold water therapy. You know, the essence of it is it increases your brown fat, makes you more healthy.
Absolutely, yeah. So, everybody's dipping their face for 30 seconds every morning or whatever.
Yep. Ron, do you remember Fairview Park when we were growing up?
Yeah. Oak Park, too, is the other one, too, right?
Yeah, Oak Park's,
I think Oak Park
gone.
Was private.
It was private, yeah.
But Fairview Park, at least, you know, back in the 80s or so, it was not... it just wasn't too good. It was sort of derelict, and there was a good bit of crime, probably going on in the park, whatever. And I credit great management, Mac Reagan, turning that thing around. It's been 20 years. It's got turned around, and like I said, you drive by now, there are football teams, there are baseball teams, there are dads. Moms out there coaching, their churches having picnics, they're it's a very much used and appreciated city resource now.
Every facility there has been upgraded since I've been here. Every facility, the community center, Dr. Krista Martin Center, has had a complete renovation. You know, we got a playground right now that we got a couple years ago that would probably cost you today $250,000. You know, that was upgraded. And all the fields, we flip them as much as possible. We work with Muletown Rec, baseball, and other things. So
we also have to thank our community partners. I mean, the first splash pad when I was on the council in Riverside was donated, I think, by the Rotary Club. I want to say Morning Rotary. I may be wrong. And then yesterday, Morning Rotary is out here building a pavilion on Yanali. So we want to thank Morning Rotary people or all our service organizations because they do a lot for the parks.
Yeah, the Rotary Clubs, both of them, put a lot in there. We've got recently added a clock down there that'll add to the aesthetics and the beauty of the park. And they're just activities spread throughout it, including the Qantas, which we're working on a little program right now with that. They have, hopefully we'll get it finished and maybe have some theater in the park down there, you know, at the Qantas Circle. So we got a lot going on. We got a first time we've had a full recreation staff. You know, we're still short on maintenance. So if you're looking for a job, give us a call.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Woodland Park and Ridley Park. Let's see, is that it? Woodland, Ridley, Fairview?
We have 19 facilities total. Throughout the city.
You got the rec center at in Riverside.
Yep, that's
Still at the Armory, right?
Yes, the Armory Recreation Center. Yep. And we have Macedonia,
right?
Which have received record numbers for us. Macedonia has.
Yes.
Pickleballers have just really pushed it up there. So, anything we can do, we want to do it. We're always open to new ideas. So, if you got something out there you want to see happen, give us a call. We'll start working on
it. How's the Frisbee Golf going?
Disc golf is massive.
It is good.
And they're bringing so much money in on their weekend tournaments that they've actually rebuilt their tee pads, and they've became self-functional, which is what you want
in
local government.
Yes.
Those who are using it are paying for it, and not only paying for it, upgrading it. So we're really pleased with them.
It was putting Woodland first. Where all is it now?
We have four courses that you can play in Woodland. Two tee boxes, two, a short and a blue and a red.
Okay, and that's all in Woodland.
All in Woodland.
Okay.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Amazing things. Back. All right, the Mid-State Classic next Tuesday, April 2nd. Tickets are $10, and they're almost sold out. So go to the Columbia, Tennessee website right now. Get your tickets. Starts out with Spring Hill versus Columbia in the morning. Then in the afternoon, UT Southern versus Columbia State Community College, and then at 5:30, University of Memphis versus the University of Tennessee. The best of women's softball you can find right here in Columbia, Tennessee. Mac Reagan, thanks for joining us. Come back anytime.
Yep, thank you all very much. Always a pleasure.
All right.
Motor Sales is Middle Tennessee's home for the best GMC vehicles on the market. Visit Parks at 919 Nashville Highway and test drive truck favorites like the GMC Sierra or Canyon. Or try a popular SUV like the GMC Acadia or Terrain. Parks also has a wide variety of certified pre-owned vehicles for every need. At ParksMotorsales.com, you'll see an extensive inventory, their latest deals, and servicing options. Shop Parks Motor Sales once and you'll agree. Parks GMC. We are professional grade.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost and construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Way Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia, or call us at 931-580-4669.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Have you been hauling your own garbage to the convenience center? Are you tired of doing it? Does your work schedule keep you from hauling it off regularly? Is your teenage son not taking it off like he promised when he got his driver's license? Do you have something better to do on Saturday? If any of these questions strike home to you, call the garbage man at 931-540-0919 and your problem will be solved.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook, or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, this is Dr. Tui from the Dr. Gill Center. Has your back been bothering you for years? Can't play golf, pick up the grandkids, garden or exercise? Tried everything and nothing works? Call the Dr. Gill Center. We have successfully helped tens of thousands of patients in Middle Tennessee, and you could be next. Call 615-880-9774 and ask about our $49 special. That's 615-880-9774. Because back pain doesn't need to be a way of life. Call me, painfree.com.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Prime Tech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Life gets busy, and sometimes slowing down to buy your family quality food can seem impossible. This is Terry Taylor with Taylor Family Farm, and we offer local home delivery in addition to our local drop locations to help with that problem. Now you can get your favorite pastured poultry, pork, and grass-fed beef delivered right to your door. Visit TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com to find out how. We believe in healthy food, healthy people, and healthy community at Taylor Family Farm.
The Mules are back in town. For nearly 50 years, Mule Day funds have supported local schools, civic organizations, and improvements at the Maury County Park. Now Mule Day is working to positively impact the lives of young people in Maury County with the Mule Day Works Scholarship. Encourage young people to apply online at muleday.com/works or check it out to see how you can help support career and technical education in Maury County. Support Mule Day Works by attending Mule Day April 4th through the 7th. Visit muleday.com/works. That's muleday.com/works.
Back, three dudes with a view. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
And regular special guest dudes, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
And Debbie Matthews. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, Ron, you've got a new column out this week called, and folks, Ron has a column which runs in about 50 to 60 platforms around the country, around the world even, websites, newspapers, that kind of thing. And this one is entitled, the new one out this week is called Reflections on Some Timeless P.J. O'Rourke Quotes. Mm-hmm. And Ron writes, P.J. O'Rourke was a friend and a mentor. He blurred my first book, and he was a hero to many of us libertarians who felt humor was an effective way to point out the absurdities of politics and life. He understood economics, free markets, and the value of free people, and left us with some excellent quotes. And then you give an example. If you say a modern celebrity is an adulterer, a pervert, and a drug addict, all it means is that you've read his autobiography. Ron, I don't know much about P.J. O'Rourke. Ron, what? How did you come to know him? And who was he?
He wrote for the Rolling Stone magazine. Hunter Thompson, he were kind of intrepid writers, very libertarian.
Okay.
Wrote, Give War a Chance and Eat the Rich and several bestseller books, and was a libertarian, funny guy. Wrote for Reason magazine and Cato, is a Cato fellow. Good guy, just a good guy. He died about a year ago, and just a great, smart thinker, and his stuff's funny, sensible. You read some of the quotes there. Some of his better ones are on there, but his classic one was like he said, giving money to Congress is like giving keys and whiskey to a teenage boy.
Okay. Amen to that. That's for sure.
How did you come to know P.J. O'Rourke?
That program I was in Georgetown. He spoke up there, and I was always libertarian. I didn't buy into a lot of the Democrat stuff. I didn't buy into the Republican stuff entirely, but it was a great way to mix the two, you know, the libertarian side of things, to discuss the philosophy of minimal government, minimal intrusion, individual responsibility. That always appealed to me.
Wow. It's hard to imagine Rolling Stone having a libertarian writer today.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, back then they were kind of counterculture and they had a wide berth of things. Even this Ronnie McDaniel got fired at MSNBC or whatever recently. There's no diversity of voices anymore. It used to be when journalism was journalism, you had diverse voices who could write on several issues, or the right, the left, and let people decide on their own. Right now it's advocacy.
That's right.
You know, the mainstream media is completely left wing, and they don't want anybody on their channel who's going to challenge them, who's very good. I used to do a lot of CNN. And they used to be pretty fair about things. You know, Tucker was on CNN at one time. Mm-hmm. And they were pretty fair back when they were growing and thought of. But now they're just a sad, you know, organization on their last legs, CNN is.
It's reported this morning that
NBC as well.
That NBC is about to have to pay Ronna McDaniel for her two-year contract. Yep.
Well, that's just incredible to me because, mm-hmm. I mean, that's and they let the people who work for them,
their own air talent,
right?
Yeah, well, kind of bullied the management into firing her.
But the same things happened at the Times the last couple of years. The New York Times, the hiring practices are based on what their plebe writers want, not what established journalists at the top would say. This is wise, you know. It's just crazy.
Oh, poor old Ronald McDaniel.
Why hadn't Fox hired Michael Steele?
Because Michael Steele is a far-left liberal, a betrayal to his party.
Michael Steele is a Republican.
Well, he's not a Republican.
No.
He was the chairman of the Republican Party.
He's not a Republican.
Fox make an effort to hire him.
Scarborough was a Republican congressman.
Yeah.
Joe Scarborough was a Republican congressman. So things change.
Yeah, things change.
It's a little bit of Stockholm syndrome. When you go over there, you kind of got to see it their way if you want a job. So it shows you how deeply held his beliefs are. He's willing to change that quick.
Michael Steele still professes to be a Republican. He's not a MAGA Republican.
Nicole Wallace worked for the McCain presidential campaign, John McCain's presidential campaign. So she's not a conservative anymore by any means.
Well, they got woke.
So did Michael Steele. And this thing with Ronald McDaniel, though, just really reveals what has happened to the legacy media in this country. They just viciously attacked her and said that they, you know, couldn't work with her. And the management, these are Chuck Todd.
Chuck Todd's the one that got it all started on Sunday morning.
Oh, and their ratings are zero. Right. I don't understand how they're on the air. And so you let somebody whose ratings are zero tell you that you can't have Ronald McDaniel on. And they
What's she going to do? Tell the truth all the time, Del?
She
vehemently denies the election. And why would you have somebody on your station who's directly opposed to what you stand for, telling the truth?
That's your version of the truth.
They had Rachel Maddow and then people run her out. That's what they did.
Yep.
Exactly.
Inmates run the prison over
that's
there.
Right.
And it's just not a good look. It just reaffirms that it's just a one-way street. They don't want any diverse opinions.
They got people that tell the truth.
Well, so today,
Mr. York, that is the biggest joke.
And the Russian collusion thing.
Yeah.
And you've destroyed for me all
January 6th, Ronald McDaniel still supports that.
Well,
why would you have somebody on your station that vehemently opposes everything you stand for? And that's trying to provide the best possible news to the public.
Miss York,
it's indoctrination.
Miss York, I do that every day.
You are skewed so far to the right. You don't know you skewed.
But I have you on every day. Who opposes everything?
I don't believe Delk is skewed to the right.
Far right,
Miss York.
Delk is not far right, Jim. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, buddy. I've been looking at that. There are a lot of people a lot further right than I am. But Miss York, I have you on every day. I have liberal voices on each week. I have Seth Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're a business. You're gonna do a little bit of this, you know, and a little bit of that.
Well, NBC is a business, Jim. Well, they need to be thinking about their bottom line as a business.
I don't understand why NBC doesn't do that.
They don't need a contributor like Ronald McDaniel.
Then who do they hire?
Well, Miss York, you're arguing that I don't need a contributor.
Okay, they did.
Ms. York, you're arguing that I don't need a contributor like you because you don't agree with me.
You can tell me to go home at any time. You
know? I don't want to. I welcome your point of view.
That's the hard point.
Well, MSNBC has a point of view that Ronald McDaniel directly opposes, and for all the time she stood up and supported January 6th and was a denier of elections, that is no place. MSNBC is not a place for
Jim,
her. Let her go to Fox.
Jim,
Jim. You can doubt the election.
Jim
could have went to Fox.
Jim, Delk has you on every morning with an opposing view because he knows that the truth is going to be still the truth, and he's not worried at all. NBC was worried if Ronald McDaniel spoke, people were going to say, oh, NBC is skewing the news. They were worried about their narrative. Okay.
How can you trust a person right. like Ronna McDaniel that's constantly denying? You can't trust anything she's saying.
When you say that, you do character assassinations like that, Mr. York. It's cheap. It's below. It's beneath
it's
you.
It's not character assassination. It's the truth.
You just believe anything she says.
I have my problems with Ronna McDaniel.
That's not a character assassination.
Yeah.
You can't believe anything she says. Are you kidding me?
Well,
that's what y'all do. Y'all
she would still have a job if she would have had some semblance of the truth.
You don't want to listen to any ideas. You don't want to listen to any ideas other than your own. You attack personally anybody who has an idea other than your own, and that's why you never can get to the truth.
Well, that's why Nicole Wallace is working at MSNBC. Michael Steele is working there because they realize that there is some truth.
Well,
there's some truth.
The Republicans got rid of
Ronna McDaniel hasn't been converted yet, so why would you take a chance on spending millions of dollars of hiring her to destroy what your network?
That
has
means
stood
that
for.
You are not comfortable in what you're saying. That the truth, that you're not telling the truth. That's the problem.
Who's not telling the truth?
That is the problem, Jim. I mean, anything at MSNBC could be stood up to if Ronna, whatever Ronna McDaniel's or her point of view would be if they were telling the truth, but they're not.
They
that's the problem.
That.
You got
to
you know that's right.
Didn't want
you
got to
get rid
that.
Of somebody else that might challenge their narrative, and that is exactly what happened. Okay?
Management didn't want to do it, so they let her go.
They
end of the story.
And $600,000 later for what, a day's worth of work? That's what they're about to pay her.
Well, Ms. York, you know, I really it's hard for me to you have ruined the word truth for me because. Truth
how
is what
how can I ruin the word? How can one person ruin the meaning of truth to you?
Because
that's
you made
shallow,
it lose all
that's
meaning.
That's a shallow interpretation.
You've reduced truth to mean a difference of opinion, and it's not supposed to mean that. But that's what you've redefined it as.
No, you were trying to catch her, Ronna McDaniel, as a difference of opinion. And that's not what it would have been on that show.
Jim, listen, the Republicans do not like Ronna McDaniel. That's why we got rid of her. So
well,
she is
why
she's not speaking. She
what's
is not
talking
because
rid
she spent $800,000 on flowers in a year instead of winning elections. That's why
if
she was let go.
If the Republicans got rid of her, why couldn't MSNBC
the,
get
well,
rid of her?
The Republicans fired her from a job. Okay, but we did. She would have been somebody that had a different point of view from Republicans or Democrats.
Maybe
okay?
She need to hook up with Trump. Go sell some Bibles.
They were telling her being mad at the Republicans mm-hmm. after being fired. So yeah. Like Steele was the same way. They yeah. want someone mad at Republicans. Yeah. Liz Cheney to come on there and spew. Oh, I'm a Republican, but they suck.
I'm mad. Yeah,
that,
right.
That's what they're looking for. They
that's
didn't
right.
get it with her.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, folks, I'm a firm believer. If you want to find truth, then you've got to hear opinions and voices from all sides. And that's why I have Mike Roden on. That's why I have Seth Campbell on. That's why I invite you to be on every day, Mr. York, because I'm a firm believer that, first of all, that people determine what the truth is for themselves, not somebody else tell them or impose truth on them. And second of all, that the people way people discover the truth is to hear all sides of an issue and decide for themselves what the truth is. And so that's what we seek to do. That's what Clayton and I are trying to do on this show every day, is to let all sides be heard and then let the listener decide what the truth may or may not be.
That's your decision, Odell. That's
well,
your decision.
That's the way democracy is supposed to work.
And MSNBC is in business. That wasn't their decision, and they have a right to make decisions that they want to.
Well, that's
well, then
like
don't
you
call
do.
Yourself a news source.
They can make that decision, but there can be consequences. Consequences mm-hmm. being they
well,
ruin their
we'll
credibility.
See if there's any consequences, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Michael Steele needed a job. Yet. Fox wouldn't even consider giving him a job. And he was still in.
Michael
Steele
was on Fox for a long time as he was.
He was on there.
Tulsi
Gabbard's
yes.
on there.
Absolutely.
Tulsi Gabbard's on Fox all the time.
Yeah. So lots of Democrats on Fox.
Yeah, there are a lot more Democrats on Fox than there are on NBC or CBS or anything like that.
All right. Let's take a break and come back.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hello, everyone. It's Columbia Mayor Chaz Mulder here, inviting you to join us in celebrating one of Columbia's greatest traditions, Mule Day weekend on April 4th through the 7th. This long-standing event unites our community like no other, with mule shows, craft fairs, and of course, the Mule Day Parade on April 6th, starting at 11 a.m. Come one, come all, to Mule Day in Columbia, Tennessee, and let's make this year's celebration the best one yet. For event details, visit muleday.org. I'll see you at the parade.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
Hello, this is Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Feeling like lucky this month? Enter Happy Hiller's Golden Ticket Sweepstakes for a chance to win big for your home. Just visit HillerGoldenTicket.com and enter to win a Happy Hiller Club membership or a $1,000 or a $5,000 Hiller gift card. And everyone wins with 0% interest financing on HVAC systems, tankless water heaters, or whole home generators. Enter to win now at HillerGoldenTicket.com.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Hey Tennessee, did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You could also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine log box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sergeant Brian Goetz of the Columbia Police Department. Mule Day Week is March 31st through April 7th. This year is the 50th anniversary of Mule Day, and thousands of visitors are expected, and you're likely to see horses and wagons along the street. I encourage motorists to be patient and drive responsibly. Remember, Tennessee is hands-free, so no distracted driving. And don't drink and drive. Let's exemplify Columbia hospitality to our guests. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Mule Day.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
We're back. Three dudes with a view. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Regular special guest dude, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
And regular special guest dude, Debbie Matthews. Good morning.
Yeah, 82 graduate of Central High School. I'll throw that in.
There we go. And Ron's P.J. O'Rourke quotes, this just amazing. Okay, here's another one Ron puts in his column as a quote of P.J. O'Rourke's. The mystery of government is not how Washington works, but how to make it stop. Imagine, though, I mean, Rolling Stone these days is a leftist, you know, a drooling leftist mag. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine them having a P.J. O'Rourke today.
Yeah.
They actually fought. They fought Mac Taibbi when he came out that Twitter had been being basically an FBI arm all during the last few years. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy what Rolling Stone does anymore. Actually, I don't even think Rolling Stone exists anymore except on a digital format. Isn't that right, Ron? Didn't they go out of business?
They're shadow with TikTok and all the other mediums. Yeah. They're just not what they used to be.
Yeah.
They're some good writers. I mean, Hunter Thompson,
oh man, yeah,
really good writer. They wrote some really good pieces. They also broke some stories. I think they broke some stories back in the day. John Edwards, I guess, is broken by the National Enquirer, but they broke some Farrell, whatever his name is, broke some stories as well. So they used to be good, intrepid writers. Mm-hmm. That would do some real work.
Well,
but today, everything's just opinion and advocacy, and it's just not worth watching.
Yeah, they lost all their credibility. I mean, journalism is no more, really. It's just all opinion and entertainment.
They're continuing to lay off a lot of people as well. Most of these major papers are laying off people left and right. They just can't afford to pay them money to sit there and whine all day. It's, you know, just one different take after another on the same subject. There's no value add. They need to pay people. And you know, it's sad because journalism, the fourth estate, right, really serves a very important role in our, yes, country, and to keep government honest, keep people honest, politicians honest. They're supposed to write and tell people what's going on, who, what, when, and where. Of things, not just take one side and go after Trump only or go after Republicans only. They got to be fair, and it's just not fair anymore.
That's right. Well, do you mind if I jump in right here?
Go ahead, Debbie. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
So, listen, today Biden and Trump are both flying to New York. So we want to make sure we spot the difference. Biden is set for an all-star studded Radio City Radio Hall music and fundraiser with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama tonight. So that's what President Biden is doing.
Is that where you can have your picture taken with Clinton, Barack Obama,
I guess,
and Biden?
Right there, Radio City Music Hall. So that's today.
$100,000 or $300,000, mm-hmm, something like that.
But President Trump is flying. But President Trump is flying to New York because he is attending the funeral of the New York City Police Department personnel, this police officer that was killed day before yesterday. So Trump is going to the funeral, and I understand that Trump got that gentleman's home paid for by Tunnels to Towers. So there's the tale of our two current nominees going forward.
But he had the cops beat up at January 6th. So, you know, that's a bait and switch, just like he's selling Bibles.
And let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something else that's funny. What is funny is the train derails in Palestine, Ohio, and the government's like, hands off, we're not going to do anything about it. It's the train's problem to pay for all this. But we have a barge incident day before yesterday, and the president and everybody has come out, oh, it was an accident, but the government's going to pay for this, not the barge system. And I think there's something stinky going on about that. How did they?
Baby, that's a major highway. That's a major highway in the Baltimore area. That needs to be rebuilt as soon as possible.
I know it does, Jim.
By the time they get through with all the legal leads.
I know it does.
About the boat company paying for it, it'll be 20 years down the road.
Well, the boat company is at fault. Because they said it said they're
at fault, but it's got to be repaired as soon as possible. 300,000 people or more travel that bridge.
But the government came out and they said, we're going to pay for this. It's going to cost a lot of money. I mean, Pete Buttigieg said, oh, it will get it rebuilt and it's going to cost us a lot, but the federal government is on this.
So what? I mean, it's government money and it needs to be done. People pay taxes in that area just like they pay taxes in this area.
The barge company.
That's a disaster. A disaster. The government comes to the aid of the people. Ron.
Well, why didn't they in Ohio, Jim? Why didn't they come to these people's aid in Ohio? Because they were Trump. Because they were conservative Trump supporters was the reason.
That's never been Biden's stance.
Okay.
I say run over that bridge all the time on the Amtrak.
And there's no railing on that bridge. Yeah.
George Bush flew over New Orleans during Katrina and say those people didn't vote for me. What's the rush?
No, he did. He didn't say that, Jim. Man, the things you hear.
I want to go back to what Mr. Trump just. I mean, what Mr. Trump, Mr. York. Yeah, what Mr. York just said about something about January 6th where a cop was being beat.
Well, cops were being beat at that insurrection, and Trump didn't raise a hand to try to stop.
There were cops being beaten the whole summer of 2020, Jim, and nobody went to jail over anything. Nothing.
Yeah, a Capitol policeman shot an unarmed woman. It's the only person who died.
No, there were two deaths that day, Ron, and one was Roseanne Borland, and she was beaten to death in a tunnel, and nobody's talking about it, by police officers. There were two people killed that day.
Talk to the guy that got tased. Talk to the guy that got beat up like Harry Dunn, and I forget the other cop. Talk to them.
You know how many rocks and bricks and things I've seen thrown at police officers? You know, but
Republican congressman never made an effort to talk to that guy.
Biden is not going to this funeral, Jim, because this was an illegal that killed this police officer in New York. Okay?
I mean, people kill every day. I'm telling you. They're not illegal.
I'm going to vote for the man that is showing up for the police officer and his family. That's what's going to happen. And a lot of people are seeing what Trump is doing because Trump's always done this. He's always shown up for us.
Everybody sees him selling Bibles for $59.99.
And that has the Lee Greenwood "God Bless America," "God Bless the USA" in there. It's a joint venture with Lee Greenwood. Okay.
To pay for the legal fees to a porn star's allegation.
You know what? His media company went on the market yesterday, and it is now valued at $8 billion, Jim. He is not hurting for any money.
I don't care if it's valued at $100 billion. What good is this going to do with helping American people? It's still fast in his pocket. That stock is not going to stay up long because they don't have any secure backing.
Raising money in New York. Why is Biden raising money in New York and not paying attention to this bridge in Baltimore and doing other things around the country?
That's why he's got Buttigieg taking care of
our diversity hire, Pete Buttigieg. That's right. Okay. I feel so safe. Yeah.
He should have been Secretary of Interior.
He's doing his job better than anybody in the Trump administration did there because he's a bunch of newbies.
A small town.
If he were still from South Bend, Indiana, and there had been a train accident there while he was mayor, federal government wouldn't have done anything at all for them.
The federal government is
picking and choosing who they are giving emergency funds to and who they're coming to help. That's the problem.
If a disaster hits this state, the federal government is going to come to its aid, period.
They didn't come to Palestine, Ohio.
Especially, he can't give the money without the appropriations of Congress. So as long as Congress stays Republican, probably unlikely Baltimore's going to get a new bridge from the federal government. You set a tough precedent there. If the federal government pays for everything that gets broken across the country,
that's right.
Then you can't.
Well,
can't
when that bridge in Pennsylvania, I-95 crashed in, they went in and fixed that within a small amount of time.
Yep.
When the thing
that was a major threat.
I don't think that there was
in Atlanta. Georgia paid for that one. Remember in Atlanta when that overpass burnt and the whole highway was shut down?
Right.
Matthews came in, they fixed that real quick, and the Georgia paid for it.
And that's government dollars fixing. That's government dollars taking care of the welfare of the people.
Now, I know that there was an electrical outage on this barge for 2 days while it sat at port. There was something wrong. And then they left, and the electricity went out again and all of that. But it is funny that the master of that barge was Ukrainian. And then all the Ukrainians started getting on Twitter and say, see what we're going to do to you if you don't send us support money. So whether it was an accident or not.
Are you sure? I saw that on Facebook, Debbie. I'm not sure
in the world goes in your phone, Debbie. I don't understand it.
Now, I don't think it was a terrorist act. I don't think it was a terrorist act, but there were people out there in Ukraine saying, or people supporting Ukraine, see, this is what's going to happen all over the world if you don't send us money for support, or if you don't support democracies.
Accidents happen with boats. I was on.
I'm not saying they don't, Jim.
USS Nicholas and refueling, and we hit the Bream Bridge, an attack carrier, and had to go in dry dock for a month. Accidents happen, and that's what happened.
I'll tell you, Debbie.
Yeah.
You need to correct that. I think the Ukrainian guy was not Ukrainian.
No.
I think that's Russian disinformation.
I'll double check. But it was still being operated by Chesapeake pilots. We had the best of our Chesapeake pilots that were driving this boat in and out of the area. That is for sure. So it had to be an accident. So, but
thousand-foot ship traveling down a channel and you lose power, you're in deep trouble.
I don't know why they left port because they had been having power outages while it was docked for 2 days. So whatever was happening didn't get fixed before they left.
Well, at least one reporter is reporting, and she's not – who is it, Clayton? She's well known. This is not
Laura Logan.
Laura Logan.
Yeah, is reporting that she has sources telling her that it's that the ship crashing into the Key Bridge was a terrorist attack.
Well, they have the timeline where it was going, and then it turned.
Laura Logan is not a whimsical source. I mean, she's a legitimate journalist.
She was on 60 Minutes for years. Absolutely. I think she got sideways with them on something, and it's kind of more conservative now.
Right.
She's more like one of those Australian or English reporters where they'll do both sides of it and try to get pretty provocative stories. So I don't see it as a terrorist attack. I think the crew is Indian, and all these ships have tremendously international crews.
It's Sri Lanka. Yeah, it was a Sri Lanka. They were headed to, well, they were headed
yeah, well,
to
Sri Lanka. I would check that Ukrainian thing, Debbie. I'll check it and I'll retract it if it is. I had to guess so. If the Russian bots doing Facebook, it's probably Russian disinformation.
You have a master when it gets so close, and then Chesapeake pilots pick it up because they have to drive it in and out of the harbor for safety. So it was Americans and Chesapeake pilots that were driving the ship at this point. So,
and if it lost power, it was nothing the pilot or nobody could do. It's going to drift the way the current's going.
You know, half the internet believes that the attack in Russia on that theater where 150 people were killed, half the people on the internet believe that that's a CIA, United States, Ukraine operation. And guess what? That's what Russia's saying, too.
Yeah.
Who do you believe these days, folks? I believe Russia.
I know you are. You're becoming more communist, huh?